This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Well, welcome to another edition of Movie Torture. I'm so excited to be here. I kind of was missing in the last one. Was it the last one?
Yeah.
Well, one of them. You were protesting in one because my dad doesn't like Jonathan.
Thank you for that.
My dad's ranking him number three.
To catch everyone up, Brad's dad has called me and apologized and said I was number one. So thank you, Mr. Lowe, for coming forward.
Has he, though?
Yeah. So he didn't call me, text me.
Has he, though?
Jonathan took my spot. Like, I was number one.
You're not a guest, Gary. You're a regular.
I'm just thankful he likes me better than does Brad, you know.
I'm at the bottom. So.
I'm surprised he didn't put me below Greg at this point.
Greg was barely on, so he had one episode. You and Hannah are the ones that come on the most. Y'all are regulars. You're really part of the cast. My name's Brad, by the way. And did I say Brad?
Yeah, you're Brad.
My name's Brad. I'm hungry while we're recording this, so I'm ready to eat. Joined by Gary.
What's up?
Who's got his hunt gear on. We were doing the hunt, and he came in camouflage today. It was really weird.
Yeah, I left my bow and arrow in the car, though. I figured, you know.
He has a camouflage Hawaiian shirt on today. Really weird.
I would wear that. Maybe.
Would wear that.
I've never seen camo with palm trees on it.
And then we're in Slashtober right now, my favorite month of the year. We have Jonathan with us. He's back.
Hey.
I'm still mad at you because you think that Saw 3D is worse than TMNT.
Yeah, it is.
So you have Saw 3D PTSD?
Yeah.
The movie we're doing today, it's a Blumhouse. It's a Blumhouse movie. It's The Hunt. Roger, tell us a little bit about this 2020 masterpiece.
Well, it was released in 2020. Thank you, Brad, March 13th, 2020. It would have been released earlier because it was announced in 2018. Actually, it was going to release in 2019, but because of the date and El Paso mass shootings, it was backed up to March 13th, 2020. The budget for the movie was $14 million, and the box office was $12.4
million. Oh, loser.
So this was a loser. This was a stinker.
Okay, let's talk about that, though. Hold on.
This one was based on that book.
This one was released in 2020 when theaters were closed, right? So it's hard to quantify this as a failure.
Oh, freshly closed, too.
Yeah, it says the onset of COVID-19 pandemic resulted in the closure of most theaters within a week of the film's release.
So I think that hurt it. I think this would have been at least a $30 to $40 million box office if it had been released. Because it has heavy hitter star power in this movie.
It does.
It is not lacking the star power. I kind of liked COVID movie time, though, because they would just send them all to your house.
Yeah, just suddenly you have one on Peacock.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh. I'm watching The Hunt, baby. This movie just came out last week. What was the last movie you saw before COVID shut everything down? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I do.
It was probably a kid's movie for me, so.
I remember. So I was in Detroit for work, and I was by myself, and I was bored, and I was like, I'm going to go see a movie. And they had been saying they're going to shut things down. Like, they're not shutting anything down. It's stupid. So I went and saw The Invisible Man, which was good, by myself, and that was the last movie that I've seen.
I went and saw The Joker towards the end of 2019. In Texas, now that you say that.
Okay, so yours would probably been The Joker?
Yeah.
Roger, you remember yours?
No, I mean, because I probably went until they shut it completely down, and then as soon as they opened theaters, I was back in there. So, I don't remember the last one I saw.
I know that I was excited to watch this movie. For one, it has Betty Gilpin in it. Yes. So that's the... That's the immediate one to watch this movie for her.
And Hilary Swank.
Okay.
And Emma Roberts.
Okay. is Hilary Swank hot?
She was.
Yeah. No, she still is.
In this movie, is she hot? She's like a 7 in this movie, right?
I like the current show she's on ABC. It's about Alaska. But she looks pretty rough on there. So, I mean, just...
Where do you rank Hilary Swank in this movie?
I don't participate in the ranking of women.
Oh, my gosh. On this podcast,
I'm a father of two girls. I don't objectify women like you do.
She's probably a 7. Where do you put Betty Gilpin, though?
North of Hilary Swank.
She's between 9 and 10, right?
Yeah.
North of 9, maybe a little bit below 10.
All right, why don't we jump into your minute plot so we can start busting on this movie, because I've got a lot to say.
Oh my gosh.
On this one.
Okay, basically, these backwood hillbillies wake up in a field. Most of them end up dying, but a few of them live. They run, they get captured, they end up train, they end up in... They're basically being toyed with. Hilary Swank is a rich person who likes to kill poor redneck hillbillies. At the end of the movie, Betty Gilpin, who is like the king hillbilly in her mind, gets the best of Hilary Swank. Betty Gilpin gets on the plane, flies away. End of movie. That's The Hunt.
Betty Gilpin was Crystal in this movie.
Crystal?
Wasn't that her name?
What was her last name? Meth?
Yeah.
Okay, so this movie starts out on the airplane, and you get to see Dennis from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I think one of the most underrated shows. Do you know that show's been on TV for like 15 or 16 seasons?
I'm not even going to lie. I did not even hear what show you're talking about.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great show.
Am
I the only one that likes that?
That's too dark. Well, it's just like...
It's dark. It's just dumb.
I like Charlie Day, but...
You're kind of like Charlie.
What?
You're kind of like Charlie.
I feel insulted.
Why?
Just a little bit.
I could totally see you doing Charlie things.
Is Danny DeVito still in it?
I'm looking up Charlie things here. Yes. Charlie things. I would be Danny DeVito and you're Charlie. I'm Frank and you're Charlie. Anyway, so we're on the airplane, and this guy's, like, trapped, right? And I don't know. What's he doing? It's a big...
See, here's the thing. They gave no, like, before story on this. There's, like, you're literally... You know nothing about the characters, both the killers and the hunted people. And that was my thing. It was, like, it just immediately started, you know, here they are dropped with the mouth things in their mouth.
They're all ready for foreplay out in the field.
Yeah, and then they just start killing everybody.
So, I do have a question. Where were, like, they're talking about the rich people are talking about how they have people on the plane, but it's not really, it wasn't that big of a plane. I was trying to figure out, like, where they would have been keeping them. Like, it didn't even look, I don't even know if it was big enough for, like, cargo hold.
It was a private jet. Yeah, they were all back in the back room, on the floor, except the one guy who woke up.
And I mean,
they're just all rich, like, jerks, right?
Yeah. Well, and it made me think of, like, The Hunger Games. Because, you know, they've got the rich people are all, you know, safe and have all the power. And then they put a bunch of poor people in an arena and they're going to, like,
well, I don't think kill all each other them, and make all them of kill them each were, other. Yeah, all of them. I don't think all of them were redneck. And I didn't think all of them were poor because I kind of... presume the Emma Roberts character, she looked more like a, you know,
preppy
millennial.
She did.
You know.
Can we quick go back to before we continue this? Can we go back to Gary as Charlie Day from Sunny in Philadelphia? I'm going to name 10 things that's happened to Charlie, and tell me if you think this could happen to Gary.
Could happen or did happen?
Could happen or trades away his Garbage Pail Kids cards. Gary totally would have had Garbage Pail Kids, man.
Do you know what those are?
I don't think I know what those are. You're old, Brad.
True.
Jeez.
Fakes is dead.
Wait a minute.
I know.
I don't know what those
are. You know who Slobby Robbie is? Never mind.
What? That doesn't...
Fakes is death.
Really dirty.
Fakes is death. Could you see Gary faking his death?
No.
Poorly. I can't imagine.
No.
Forgets to put tape in the camera. I could totally see him forgetting to hit record.
Okay. Well, no, that's different.
Misses a chance at romance.
Whoa. I want to pause there.
Forgetting to hit record is not the same as making sure that the SD card is in there.
When you're as good looking as Gary, you are tone deaf to women coming on.
You are. Misses possible chance at romance.
That's true.
Get stage fright. I could totally see Gary getting stage fright.
That's okay. I don't like that this are getting more and more accurate.
Almost wins the dance off. I could see Gary cutting a jig out on
cutting
the floor.
Rug.
Cutting a jig. Clogging.
Gets trapped in a pool. I could totally see Gary getting trapped in a pool.
Swimming. How did they get circle? Trapped in a pool?
Loses. Well, that one's strictly for the subject of an intelligence experiment. I could totally see that too. Gary, you're at least about 7 out of 10 of these Charlie-isms.
All okay. right, let's get off of
back,
Always
back
Sunny.
To Charlie.
Yes. Not
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is good, though. I disagree. So, is this movie a movie that is making fun of conservatives?
That's the word on the street.
I definitely saw where they got that, but, I mean...
What was the deal with the pig?
Oh yeah, I think
there was
I think
no deal
from the whole the book.
Animal Farm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but what did that mean? What was the
Wait,
significance
what?
In this movie?
I would have ate that pig,
Animal
man.
Farm.
I thought when I first started watching it that they were going to be out there for a while and they needed to slaughter the pig.
Wait, I thought this was based on The Most Dangerous Game. Are those the same?
We're talking about like they were referenced it in the movie.
Oh,
Orwell.
Yeah, Orwell.
The pig's name was Orwell.
Yeah,
the pig's name was Orwell.
Oh yeah. yeah.
Are you scratching your butt?
No, I'm just standing up.
No, I thought you were, like, getting in there.
No, I'm not.
He is barefoot.
Our three listeners are disgusting.
He has one flip-flop on.
I have right one now. Flip-flop on right now.
He's not even barefoot.
And his hands somehow behind his back.
Somehow he's got one weirder. Hand in his butt, one foot in the flip-flop.
Somehow it's weirder. He only has one flip-flop on.
I'm pulling a Gary.
Hat so, on backwards.
Hats backwards. I need a Hawaiian shirt.
It doesn't work.
Where were we at before I stood up?
Go ahead and put that back up.
Talking about how horrible the plot line, how horrible the plot line was.
Did you think the plot line was horrible?
Yes.
Okay.
There was no character development at all.
There wasn't. What about when Emma Roberts just got her head blown off?
Yeah.
That was quick.
I was just getting to enjoy watching her, and then you know they killed her off.
What about her? Did you enjoy watching?
What about the girl that was like impaled, and she's like,
"Shoot me,
shoot me!" And then she's like, "I had something to do tonight," or something. Like
then she fell back in, right?
Yeah, she kept falling in
without any legs.
Oh gosh!
Oh, so and then the guy from This Is Us gets killed pretty quick too, right?
Yeah.
And the guy from Mindy, who's funny, Ike Barinholtz, he makes it to the gas station.
Uh-huh. Is that... Oh, the gas station scene was funny. Is that the one... That's the part where, she's talking to those two, like, nice old ladies, the two nice old people.
And, they're not really nice, though.
Well, they're playing like
well, they were
nice.
They were playing nice, and then she, like... Let's see. That was my favorite scene, though, being in the whole convenience store thing, because she's, like, she's scoping the place out, and then, you know, she goes up to the counter and asks for some cigarettes, figures out what's, you know, she's, like, they're in Arkansas, and then, like, she pulls a gun on the clerk, because she's, like, cigarettes are only $6 in Arkansas. Right?
Do you think people know the prices state to state of cigarettes, of a heater?
Are we talking about average or like?
I mean,
it depends on what brand you.
She
get.
And she was in the military because she had traveled, so she would have known.
Have y'all ever looked at the prices of heaters when you're in grocery stores? Like when I go into a grocery store,
I got
store,
a box of Senecas for $46 the other day at the food line.
What?
You smoke Senecas? You don't smoke Raleighs?
Nah. No, I was a basic guy till they quit making them.
They don't make basic anymore.
Nah.
Gary
I used
smokes.
To collect the points and buy shirts and hats.
Oh, and Camel bucks.
I actually had an uncle that did that.
My parents did that. I have a really good story about that I'll share one day.
No, what is it? You got to tell us.
So I used to collect my parents, like the barcodes off their basics, and I'd send them in. This is when I was in like fourth or fifth grade. I'd send them in and get like shirts and like pocket watches and hats. And I remember
filling. Do they all have camel on them?
Pocket watches.
Basic, Brad.
Oh, basic.
They all said basic on it. And I remember going to school in it, and I got called out for it, and I was so embarrassed. I was like trying to lie. They were like, "Are you wearing a cigarette shirt?" And I was like, "No, I got this at the mall."
A pocket watch, though? You got a pocket watch?
Yes, it was a basic. I had like four of them.
I think that's a power move, though. You show up with a basic power watch, a pocket watch.
It was just a. It had like a leather band that hooked to your belt loop, white face, and it just said basic in like the red box.
You were sponsored by cigarettes.
Yeah, I was basically a NASCAR driver for basic.
You were Ricky Bobby before Ricky Bobby.
Oh, I laugh because it hurts, because it's true.
Gary smokes Misties.
Misties? Yeah, that's a real good
one.
The
long, skinny ones?
Yeah. My grandma smoked Newports.
Really? I've heard that Newports, that's where you pack them, right? Don't you pack them?
Or menthol cigarettes,
You get that menthol in there. They're the worst for you, right?
Probably.
See, my great-grandmother smoked Pall Malls, and I don't, like, she'd get them by the case, and I don't know cigarettes, but.
Wait, we're talking always, case or box? Like, how many?
Well, like a, yeah, I guess a box.
Like a box of 10 packs?
Yes.
We got to get you up on your cigarette lingo. You're too young for this.
Do people smoke more than a pack a day?
Oh, my dad would crank out, like, 3 packs a day.
3 packs a day? That's like 30 bucks a day.
I had so many basic shirts. Well, back in the 90s, it wasn't 30 bucks. It was like probably
and
like
people 10. Smoked at work, and you know, my mom was an insurance agent, and they smoked in the office. It was like an episode of that TV show, Mad Men.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember growing up as a kid just going out to eat and having to smell that stuff.
Can you remember, when was the last time you walked into a restaurant and they were like, smoking or non-smoking, and you're like, first available, please?
Down in South Carolina. If you go down there.
Do they still do that now?
I want to say places like Gaffney and some of the other places, there's some places that are still like that, yeah.
Oh, that's I would wild. Always say no choking section,
and I know,
please.
Like in Austin, I know there is from different bars and stuff.
In Texas, I think a restaurant can still, and I'm probably wrong about this, but it hasn't been that long I've been to Texas, and you can smoke in the restaurant, but it has to be like a smoking restaurant.
Yeah.
I would not eat in there, and I never took first available. I'd be like, no, I gotta sit in.
Oh, we always sat in the smoking section.
But they would stick you right by the divider.
One of my
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Cracker Barrel move.
With the open holes on the, you know, on the
lattice.
Yeah, the lattice. Yeah.
One of my chores when I was a kid, when I came home from school, is I had to empty my parents' ashtrays, and I would just suck it up with a vacuum cleaner.
That's so gross, man. It would be stuck in there. So the vacuum.
No, I would just mowing the carpet like normal, and then I'd stop and pop the little thing out, suck up the butt.
You had to do it every day?
Every single day. I mean, my parents didn't tell me to suck it up with the vacuum cleaner. That was my own.
Wait, you had to vacuum every day when you got home from school?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I mean, it was a trailer, so there wasn't that much carpet to hit.
Okay.
We lived out in the sandy country, so.
I like it, so there wasn't much carpet to hit, but you would just go whoosh, suck all those ashes.
Yeah.
That's a fine, clean ashtray there, son.
Yeah.
Did you ever put them in the dishwasher?
No, I'd hand wash them. Ugh. I remember my sister got my dad an ashtray for Father's Day one year, and it was like mom's butts, dad's change, or something like that.
It's funny how back then cigarettes were so cool, but now if...
It gets you shot at by some elitists now.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? You can't even smoke on TV shows anymore. Like, they don't even want to show smoking on television.
We should all smoke a cigarette tonight to protest.
Yeah. The fact that it gives you cancer? Like, no.
Yo, I got a pack in the car. We'll hit them all up in the parking lot after the show.
Let's all sit out by the trunk out in your car and just smoke heaters.
There's 20 in a pack. There's 4 of us, 5 each.
5 each. Oh, what if you pulled the move where you could put 2 in your mouth at one time?
And one in each nose.
When you guys were in high school, did they still allow smoking on campus?
Yes.
What? Wait.
No, not they didn't allow it, but there was like an old smoking section that people would sneak out and go
to. They didn't for you, but you're 10 years behind me. They did for me.
Yeah, late 80s.
I'm not 10 years behind you.
Wait.
You're close, right?
I'm 36.
Oh yeah, you're 8 years behind me, right?
Oh, that's close to 10 year old.
Yeah. Wait. No, you're 8. Yeah. Yeah. But I wanted to smoke. I thought it was so cool. I'm like, I can't wait till I can smoke.
Dude, I had the same feeling.
I'm going to smoke.
When I turn 18, I'm going to smoke just like my dad.
I'm going to stand out. I'm going to smoke heaters in the parking lot, and all the girls are going to think I'm cool.
Yeah.
Then when I finally got the opportunity to buy heaters, I never did. I'm like, yeah, I'm too cheap.
I'd wait till my parents went to bed, and I'd smoke my dad's butts out of his ashtray.
Oh, my gosh. What?
I dated a girl for like a week. I took a girl out for like a week or two who smoked. I tried it. I said, I'm going to try the cigarette smoking girl. She was pretty. And I remember I would buy cigarettes for her.
Oh my gosh.
Like I would go up and buy a pack of heaters. Brad and I syrup. Felt weird doing it. Cause I'm
How
like,
old were you?
43.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, really? It's Kristen, actually your wife.
Kristen has a smoking problem. Oh, no, wait, I was probably in my 20s. And finally, I was like, you know what? This is disgusting because I have no patience for smoke breaks. Because I'd be like, you ready? Well, I got to smoke a cigarette first. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, I don't want to sit here while I just watch you smoke a cigarette. So I didn't want to see her anymore.
So did
Roger's
your car
nodding with affirmation over there.
Yeah, I dated a couple people that smoked, and yeah.
You don't even want to kiss them.
No.
Sometimes I get bored and I like at work and I'm like, man, I wish I'd go outside and smoke or something.
Because smokers get free breaks.
Yeah. I mean, I work from home, so no one's telling me I can't do anything. But
that's true.
Look at my wife and say, I'm going on a break, honey. I just go hit one on the porch.
The people that only smoke when they drink are weird to me, too, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like you start drinking, you're like, I got to smoke a heater. It's like lighting up.
Yeah. Kristen does that, though.
She does. How about the people that do the smoke to the side?
Hey there. This is Movie Torture's very own producer Gary here to talk to you about Generous Coffee, where every sip is an adventure of flavor. When you choose our meticulously sourced beans, you're not just getting a cup of coffee, you're embarking on a taste journey. Here's why our coffee stands out. It's very rich and robust. Our beans are roasted to perfection, unlocking deep, chocolatey notes that dance on your taste buds. Imagine a velvety blend that whispers of caramel and toasted hazelnuts. Bright and vibrant. With each sip, you'll experience a burst of citrus zest like a sun-kissed morning in a cup. The acidity is balanced, leaving refreshing afterglow. Silky smooth. Generous Coffee glides across your palate, leaving a trail of velvet warmth. It's like wrapping yourself in a cozy blanket with the fireplace, and remember, every purchase fuels positive change worldwide. So go ahead, savor that cup. It's not just coffee, it's a flavorful revolution.
Like that?
While they're drinking?
Well now the big thing is vaping. You know, that's the thing. Now that way they can sneak it inside, you know, a lot of places, and they get away with it.
I think so, that looks stupider, though.
I was at church a few weeks ago.
Oh, here we go.
And there was a dude on the front row vaping.
I swear, Brad, you told me you weren't going to tell anyone about this. You're really killing my mood.
What, for you?
Yeah, you're telling everyone how I was vaping on the front row of church.
At least it smelled good. You had that cherry.
I had the cotton candy scent.
Cotton candy scent.
I thought you were going to like it. Now you're killing my buzz.
He went into church with a clown nose and the cotton candy scent just to throw people off. But yeah, I saw the big flume of smoke go up because it's a lot of smoke.
Yeah.
We've completely derailed this movie.
So, anyway.
Welcome to an episode of Movie Torture.
So, anyway, when she's... I did like the part where she's... I think that was still in the...
Gary's got notes for the first movie ever, guys.
I do. I'm trying to follow... It's been a while since we watched the movie, though. The part where she's actually killing him, and she's like... She says climate change is real. She's... Like, she just has, they have the weirdest killing, the weirdest lines in this movie. That's what half my notes
Wait,
are.
Who says climate change is real?
The girl.
Hillary Swank.
Yeah, like right before she shoots somebody or something. Like
oh, so the bad guy, the elitist.
Yeah. And then there was.
climate change is real.
Climate change is real. And then the part, let's see.
The Green New Deal is budget positive.
Like, the wife was. The husband like ran her out of the store. You know, they had this whole shootout, and the husband ran her out of the store and like goes to like get a snack from their convenience store. And the wife's like, no, stop. It's like, that's poison.
Yeah, he was drinking a drink.
Sugar in it.
Yeah. Donut. No, he was drinking a drink. He was going to get a soda. Right. And she said, no, that's got poison in it. And he spit it out. And she was like, yeah, the stuff in that will kill you.
It's got so much sugar in it or something. But like, and that's another thing.
The aspartame in your drink.
And everything in that store was supposed to be poison, right? Or was it? Was it just a regular convenience store?
It was a set. They just made that up just to make you think you're okay.
So that, like, they had, if everything in there really was poison, where would they get that much poison to put in
everything? I think you just inject it in everything. Just like a little needle.
Yeah. It would take forever.
So, yeah, but they're...
They planned
this whole ruse out to kill people, so they want to make sure...
You got like 10 humans. You don't think you could poison a couple of boxes of crackers or something?
Well, we're talking about a whole convenience store, though. Like,
did y'all notice that the lady was the mom in Field of Dreams?
No.
She was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gary, are you saying it would be easier for you to kidnap 10 humans than it would be for you to poison
an entire
all the items in a convenience store?
I don't know. I've never tried either of those things.
Hey, we're going to do that tonight.
After we smoke our heaters?
Yeah.
Two of us are going to go poison a convenience store, and two of us are going to go try and kidnap humans, and we'll see which one
we'll
gets
meet
done
back
first.
Here at the studio.
We'll see who gets done first.
We'll podcast about it
later. Yeah.
Scavenger hunt.
Can we do a saw contraption while we're out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good. So the convenience store, of all the jobs that you get for the elitist, I think that would be my favorite job, would be running the convenience store.
Yeah.
Like, I get to see these people come in and think they have a chance to live, and in my mind, like, you're about to die. Like, I think that would be the funnest thing.
But it was predictable. I knew it. I wasn't surprised at all that they weren't two of the – I mean, just as soon as that phone, the guy on the phone, you know, answered the 911 operator, and it just like he didn't care. I was like, yeah, this – They're dying. They're dying.
Yeah, you knew they were dead, right? They're all toast. So then they leave. No, Betty Gilpin gets out of there, and there's a fence. Is the fence electric? I can't remember.
You know, that's what I was expecting, but it wasn't. I was waiting for somebody to get, you know, fried.
So was the train, were they really, like, refugees on the train? Was that really part of another, were they in another country, and that was part of it?
No, wait, See, I thought that was part of the...
I don't think it was, Gary.
That wasn't part of the set?
No.
Well, one of the guys was one of the elite people.
Yeah.
And he said that when they got off the train, he was like, let's just hold it together here, you know, and then...
I thought they were, like, part of the set. They were they were actors or whatever. They were trying to kill him, trying to deceive him, I thought, right?
No, I think they were in another country. I don't think they were actors. Do you? I think that was there's the problem with this movie.
That most of them were. That the people on the train.
The military was real.
Yeah, the military was real. The people on the train, I think, were real, except for the guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who admitted when they got off the train that he was one of the people that was trying to kill them. He said, let's just get through this. And
I'll give you a head start.
I'll give you a head start, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. How about we just put a bullet in your brain right now? That's what I'm saying, right? Like, this guy was such an idiot. So then they get picked up in that weird car.
So did you think the old guy who gets, you know, who seemed to be one of the people that was fleeing, I don't remember seeing him on the airplane in the front. Was he in the airplane on the front?
I don't think so.
And then when they're down that the foxhole or whatever, and then she kills him, what did he say or do that made her think that
Don?
Wait. Yeah, Don was asking too many questions, or
because they said, Don, are they still alive or something like that?
Oh yeah.
And then she was like, "What you mean? You mean you? I knew you." And then she ends up shooting him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is she stronger than all those soldiers?
She was just
like that one guy that was like paid to come in.
Oh, sorry.
What?
I didn't mean to. We skipped the introduction of Gary. That was one of my favorite parts. Was she was like taking a whiz, and he's like, "Well, hey, I'm Gary," or whatever. Like, he's trying to talk to her while she's peeing, And then
Gary's the one we're talking about, right? The guy that's really a bad guy.
No, you're talking about Don.
Yeah, he's right. Gary was the guy who...
Was the guy from My Name is Earl.
He threw the grenade down that one guy's pants and blew him up.
He was also from Remember the Titans.
Yes.
The big dude?
Yeah, he was that offensive lineman.
Hey, isn't he jacked in real life now?
He is.
Yeah.
Gary has a podcast, too. He's a fellow podcast brother.
That's cool. What's this podcast about?
I don't know. I like how she tells Gary to shut up, too. She's like, shut up, Gary. That's pretty funny. What about the actor, the stunt guy's like, I did work on Tears of the Sun. That Bruce Willis movie from like the early 2000s. Probably a better movie than this, honestly. Jonathan's all quiet. I think he just is.
I just realized that your dad likes me better than he does Matt, and that just made me happy.
He does like you better than Matt.
Take that, Matt, and suck it.
Gosh.
It's sad how we're all trying to get approval from Brad's dad for love. You know?
I know. Okay, we're gonna then we finally get Betty Gilpin at the house for the big showdown, and we watch her and Hillary Swank fight for what, 10 minutes?
Hillary Swank's too old to be fighting.
She is. Why is she so bloodthirsty?
And also, Betty Gilpin was a wrestler back in her day.
Was she really?
Back in the 80s?
Oh, on
she
Glow.
Was on Glow.
But she ended up...
I did not know that.
Good. The twist of the movie is they didn't even get the right girl. Right? Because she says her when she's about to die, she's like, Hillary Swank's like, I'm about to die. Tell me, are you really her? She's like, no.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And then she looked at her. She looked at Hillary Swank. She goes, boys, don't cry. I just added that in there because she was in Boys, Don't Cry.
Didn't she?
Roger's looking at Betty Gilpin right now.
From Glow.
From Glow. Okay. Would you let Betty Gilpin, would you get in the ring with Betty Gilpin for 1 minute and let her beat the crap out of you?
I wouldn't let her beat the crap out of me.
Would you fight her back?
Yes.
What would be your wrestling name?
What kind of question is that? Brad's like begging for a beating.
Brad goes in the ring, he just falls on his back. Pin me.
What would be your wrestling name?
I don't know. I've never given that much thought.
Y'all two love wrestling.
I love wrestling.
Y'all never thought of what your name would be.
I love wrestling. I don't know what my name would be.
Probably Big Red when I had hair. It would have been Big Red.
Oh, I love how his hair always comes back. I like that. Y'all, what would yours be, Gary?
I don't know.
It'd be the Memphis Strangler.
Oh, funny story. Oh, funny story. Oh, so no. one of my co-work people on my team today, we've never seen each other, even on like Zoom meetings. So I don't know what came up. I made a joke about how last week was so stressful. I said, if I had hair, I would have pulled out what I didn't have anymore. And she said, we kind of all try to envision what you look like. We figured you had like long red hair. And I was like, ding, 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 ding. I said, it was a long time ago, but I said,
they thought you had long red hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Cause I'm pretty chill and relaxed. So I guess they were thinking I was kind of a, tie-dyed wearing dude kind of guy. So
like my Bucky shirt.
Yeah. Your Bucky shirt. Yeah.
I like that. Bucky's is pretty, when you go into a Bucky's, it's big.
I've never priced out their cigarettes in a Bucky's.
We need, Gary, do some price checks on Bucky's.
Hey, you know what? It would be way easier to kidnap 10 people than it would be to poison everything in a Bucky's.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine that job, having to go into Bucky's and, inject everything?
Gary's right.
That brisket. Remember when we were in Texas and me and you ate the brisket?
Yes. I can't believe a gas station had brisket.
Hey, Gary, have you ever had brisket at Brad's house?
Brisket? I think he's made a brisket.
Has he smoked something for you?
Yes. Yeah. What?
Okay, just making sure.
Well, he asked me for me once. Were you there?
It was like 5 years ago. That was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was not pre-COVID. Was right after
he just moved into the...
Yeah.
It was then a new house.
Jonathan, you got to join the young adult group.
I'm not young.
Those guys over
and I'm hardly an adult.
We're none of us are adults in here.
Yeah, we've heard if you're over the age of... 30, you're a creeper if you show up.
Yeah.
At your end.
So,
Brad's moving on to another point.
So, Betty Gilpin ends up killing her. I'm so glad. Like, I was happy this movie was a short hour and like 25 minutes. Like, it's one of them you get in and get out.
I could have dealt with a two-hour movie if they would have explained the characters. There'd have been a story with the whole thing.
Like, why they're there, basically.
Yeah.
Do you think a better movie would have been, like, see each of them in their own habitat getting kidnapped, thrown on a plane?
Like, the movie that had
Maybe some of them.
What was the name of the movie with Mr. Not Mr. T. Ice.
Oh, Surviving the Game.
Yeah, that was a really good movie done, like, just like this. But I really enjoyed that movie.
I've never heard of that movie, but based on the name, it feels like that could also be on Movie Torture.
It was actually a good movie. It was a decent movie.
What year would that have been?
I think it's like 93.
Yeah. Basically, it's a bunch of white
guys. Gary Busey?
That's definitely Movie Torture.
Oh, we're watching
Ice-T
this
and movie Gary Busey.
They basically take him out into the wilderness.
Not even Ice Cube. We're talking Ice-T.
Ice-T, yeah.
Surviving the Game, 1994. A homeless man is hired as a survival guide for a group of wealthy businessmen on a hunting trip, unaware they are killers who hunt humans for sport and that he is their new prey.
Oh, my God. They ripped off that movie.
So, wait, no. This is another adaptation of the same book or whatever?
Well, yeah. It's different. It's got Rutger Hauer.
Yep.
Never heard
of him. Ice-T. It's got Rock. Charles S. Dutton, The Rock.
Yep.
Gary Busey. F. Murray Abraham. John C. McGinley was in a movie Torture, Steven Seagal movie.
Yeah.
So we need to definitely watch this movie.
What is it rated?
I think it was rated R, PG-13.
No. What kind of ratings did it
6.
Get?
6.2.
Oh, so better than this movie.
Better than The Hunt, but we should do this one.
I'm sure that movie actually made money.
This one?
No, the first one, Surviving
the Game. The budget was $7.4 million for Surviving the Game. Opening weekend, $2.9 million. Final gross, $7.7 million.
That's close.
It basically broke even.
It's a bomb, though, right?
Adjusted for inflation, it grossed more revenue than this movie did.
You think?
It didn't have a pandemic to deal with.
I think
it was in the middle of Desert Storm. We weren't going out and watching much back then.
I feel like if they'd have made this movie in 2020 instead of 2019, the store people would have put masks on.
Oh, my God. That would be a hilarious
I do see
they
that.
They needed that.
Yeah.
They'd have been like, honey, put your mask on after they're all dead. Mm. You know, I don't want to catch it. I feel like that
wasn't that a movie?
Weren't they walking around?
Yes, Sick. Remember on Peacock?
Yes.
But that would have made this movie funnier.
Yeah. I didn't watch Sick, did you?
Yeah, I did. I'm a sucker for scary movies.
We should watch that one in February.
Doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Brad's going to watch a scary movie.
I do. I love a good scary movie. Well, Roger, what do you got on this movie? Any good reviews?
I'll just give mine. This movie sucked.
We hadn't asked that yet. You're just jumping ahead. I
didn't have an opportunity.
Where would Gary be in this movie, by the way?
I thought I'd be Gary.
Mm.
No? Or no, not Gary. Gary. Or Don.
What do you think, Jonathan?
What?
Where would Gary be in this movie?
He would have been one of the people to get killed in the field at the beginning.
You think so?
Yes.
Can we?
I would have been too. I'm just saying.
But one of my favorite things about this movie was that they admitted there was no island until someone told them, was like accusing them of having an island where they killed a bunch of people. Like, they made one because someone said they had one, even though they didn't.
Hmm. All right. So Rotten Tomatoes gave an approval rating of 57% based on 276 reviews. So 5.9 out of 10. The site's critics' consensus read, "The Hunt is successful enough as a darkly humorous action thriller, but it shoots wide of the mark when it aims for timely social satire." So,
what was timely about the social satire?
Nothing.
Basically, they were making fun of Trump and conservatives.
They denied that, though, right?
Oh, they definitely were. Anything else, Raj? Okay, I have some Amazon reviews. Jado says, one of my favorite movies. Boondock Saints is my favorite of all time. That's where I lose this guy.
Dude, Boondock Saints is awful.
It's awful. This movie is freaking fantastic.
Wow, he's dropping the F word.
I don't want to be this guy's friend. I recently watched The Hunt. Mr. Blue Sky says, I recently watched The Hunt, and I have to tell you, it's one wild ride. The film is not for the faint of heart, but for those who can handle a bit of gore and violence, it's a must watch. Best movie, Peter says, best movie, I keep watching it. This movie, if you hate the movie, it's probably, oh, okay, Peter, hold on. Peter says, hold on, my phone clicked here. He said, if you hate the movie, it's probably because you're a knee-jerk liberal elite whose beliefs are so brittle and insecure that any challenge rocks you to the core and your belief structures fall apart and the wind blows a little bit.
They got called a snowflake in that movie. I heard them say that, too, at one point.
That's them making fun of Trump, right?
Yeah.
So, Gary, movie torture, movie gold.
I liked it. I mean, I think maybe because I was watching it with y'all. I don't know if I'd watch it. I wouldn't watch it again.
I watched it with Gary.
You watched it with y'all?
Nothing. Never mind, Jonathan. Nothing.
Nothing.
Thanks for the invite.
Nothing.
Like, you watched it together, like, when it came out or, like, this weekend?
We watched it about a month ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been waiting to do this because I have notes.
Sure wasn't.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Gary keeps saying every day, are we doing The Hunt? When are we doing The Hunt? I got notes.
What? I haven't seen any of the other movies. If in case anyone doesn't know, can't tell when we're talking about the movie.
Gary says the same thing when he's going out hunting for chicks. We're going out for the hunt.
What about you, Roger?
It was horrible. No character development, like I said earlier. The plot line. You just throw. There's a difference between like jumping into a movie, because there have been some really good movies that have done that, but then at some point they either rewind and go back and kind of explain why they're in the situation that they're in and stuff like that. But there was none of that with this one. It was like, we're going to start killing rednecks and we're going to keep going, you know, one after another. Or right wingers or whatever you want to call them.
Hmm. Hmm. What about you, Jonathan?
I'd give it a B plus cast, a B minus premise, and a F execution.
Yeah.
I don't think this
kinda
movie.
Kind of like the Panthers offensive.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think this movie's movie torture. It is what it is. You want to go in, you want to watch these people run.
I mean, it's probably fun when you're watching with friends or something. I watched it by myself.
To make fun of it, yes. Yeah.
That was probably a really fun time.
It was a fun
Tell
time.
Tell us about it.
It's fun. I would never watch this movie again. But it's better than Batman and Robin, and it's better than TMNT, and it's better than Saw 3D.
Oh. Okay.
You don't think so?
No, it's...
You'd rather watch Saw 3D over this one?
Yes.
Oh. Wow. That's amazing.
This movie was so boring.
Yeah.
It is a boring movie.
At least Saw, like, I could cringe a little bit. Like, I could feel something. This one, I'm like, dear God, can it be over?
But it's only, like, 85 minutes.
This was like watching... Like me and Jonathan being wrestling fans, this was like watching a match that we basically you called the shots all the way through. Like I knew what was going to happen, who was going to die, who wasn't.
Well, you know, what wrestling match are you watching people dying?
Well, not that, but you know, you just know what's going to, you know the storyline, and that's kind of my wife always, you know, if she walks in the room and I watch wrestling, I tell her what's going to happen beforehand. She's like, "How do you know that?" I'm like, "I've been watching wrestling for 30, 40 years, so kind of know what's going to happen."
Yes, that's a good analogy.
I don't watch wrestling, so I don't know. I'm a non-wrestler.
You're missing it. He's missing out.
Anyway, well, we will continue our Slashtober next week. Surprise, we're not going to tell you what the movie is. You just have to see it when it drops. For producer Gary, for Roger, thank you, Jonathan, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Even though you're still my dad's third favorite.
He called me earlier.
Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Lowe.
My name's Brad. We'll catch you next time on Movie Torture.